in our life. That job that you were hoping for, that score that you wanted on that test, that healing in the sick room, you know, that diagnosis that you thought was one way and God turned it around. Everything that ever happened in my life, I will tell you, God did it. Thank you, Jesus.
If God has been good to you, can we just say thank you, Jesus?
Thank you, Jesus.
If you're blessed in 2017, can we say thank you, Jesus?
Thank you, Lord.
I'm saying, heaven, that we ought to be content. So we bless the Lord today and we thank God. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God for my wife and blessing her for her life, health, and strength. Amen. We thank God for all of you. Give yourself a hand praise. Hallelujah. This is our year of spiritual increase. Amen. If you prayed an hour last year, at least pray an hour and 15 minutes this year. And the closer we get to the coming of the Lord, the more we should try to transform our lives to be more like Him. And the scriptures, 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 5 says, and besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue. And virtue is spiritual excellence. Amen. Virtue is spiritual excellence. That in essence is more of God and less of us. John the Baptist said when they were questioning him about Jesus and who Jesus was, John said, I must decrease and he must increase. So this year, remember John 3:30, he must increase. I must decrease. More of God and amen. You ever get to that place where you just kind of see so much of you? I know I do. Amen. More of God and less of me. Amen. Some of the issues that I had in 2016. Some of the times that I let God down in 2016. In 2017, I want to conquer those. Can we say praise the Lord? That's why I really just want to be so close to God. We used to sing a song, the closer our Lord, the sweeter He seems. Much fairer is He than all. Anybody want to be that close to God? I said, does anybody want to be that close to God? Well, today, I just want to be close. Some people said, I'm close, and it's time to get closer. Amen. It's so close. Amen. And when you see me, I want you to see Jesus. As we said on New Year's Day, if you see me and see me, I'm in trouble. But I want to radiate more of the Lord in my life. Can we all say thank you, Lord? Let us stand for our scripture reading, which will come from Hebrews, the 12th chapter. Amen. And let's be mindful to keep that family in prayer, that lost the soldier, or I believe was born yesterday. Amen. Let's keep everybody in prayer. These are praying times. If you don't realize that these are praying times. And the psalmist said, if it had not been for the Lord, there would be no my side. How many of God's on your side?
Oh, yeah.
All right, now y'all know I don't like a quiet church. I'm going to talk to you about that. Amen. How many know if it wasn't for the Lord,
yes, sir,
that was all? Come out of Hebrews, the 12th chapter. We're going to read verses 1 through 6 together of a very familiar passage of Scripture. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 through 6. You all have it? And for those that do not have it, it is on the screen. Verse 1 reads, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside
every way and sin
which does so easily beset us. And let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Looking unto
Jesus.
Hallelujah. More of God and less of me. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider who? Him, which endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be weary and faint
in your mind.
So if we consider Jesus and what he went through, we won't be weary and we won't faint in our minds. He have not yet resisted For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for seeing another Sunday in 2017. Lord, we thank you, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, for a desire to be closer to you. Lord, your word says if we draw nigh to you, that you will draw nigh to us. Now, Lord, in this year of spiritual increase, Lord, we want to be closer than we ever been before. Lord, we want your life to radiate more to us than it ever has before. Lord, we ask you on today. Lord, send the word in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, walk through the aisles. Walk through the sanctuary. Lord, walk through the pews. Lord, search hearts and search minds. Lord, search the trouble. And we ask you to send the word to heal. Send the word to deliver. Send the word to set free. And we thank you, hallelujah, for what we know you're going to do. Can we say in Jesus' name? Amen. And you may be seated. Amen. Paul starts this off right to the Hebrew brethren. He said, wherefore say we also compass about what so great a cloud of witnesses. So who are the witnesses? All those in the 11th chapter in what's considered to be Faith Hall of Fame. So Paul said, we have how many know we got witnesses? We got witnesses in the Bible. We also have witnesses in our midst for what God has done. Amen. You know, a lot of times we seem to forget the miracles that God has performed in our midst. Amen. There was I might get these ages messed up. A 5-year-old girl that was diagnosed with acute lymphocytic leukemia. And the doctor, 6 years old, okay, I'm getting close. 6 years old, the doctor gave her 20% chance of living. And she said, the doctor said the only way she can make it is she needs a miracle. Amen. We talk about what? Witnesses. Witnesses of healing. Witnesses of delivering. I am so glad that Jesus Christ is the same. Yesterday, today, the same power that he had to heal back in Bible days. That same power exists to heal today. Now, that young lady is how old? Over 40. We don't want to deal with ladies' numbers. 46.
Hallelujah.
That means that God performed a miracle because the doctor gave her a 20% chance of coming out the hospital. Yes, Lord, but what a mighty God we serve. Come on, what a mighty God we serve. The psalmist said, when we reach our wish's ends, man's hallelujah. every time. But the doctor said, you know what? She has a mass in her side. He said, you know what? Enjoy life. Because she won't be around long. That was at least 20 years ago, right? 40 years ago? Oh, what, 40? We've been married 38 years. We've been sad if we go back 40 years. So, not 40 years. It's about 36 years. All right. About 36 years. But the doctor says she has a mass in her side, lower right quadrant, whatever all this stuff is. He said, take her out, let her enjoy herself, because she won't be around long. That was at least 36 years ago. Can we say, look what God has done? Can we say, look what God has done? I don't know who's in need of a miracle today. I don't even plan on this. I don't know who's in need of a miracle. But if God can do it for my wife, Sister Lando, Sister Nance, and Brother Ann, she can do it for them. Don't you know that they come for me? God is passing by. You can take them for yourself. God take them. God bless your name. Oh, God, we just thank you. Hallelujah. We let God speak. Amen. Now, we do have a message, but I don't put that up there because I don't know if I'm going to use that. Because God just gave me something else.
Come on.
Listen, how many of us have, God has given us a dream. God's given you a vision. God has showed you that he's going to do some things for you, but it has not yet come to pass. Don't give up. Don't give up on what God has showed you. Amen. How many know the story of Joseph? The Bible said Joseph, y'all read, y'all follow me. Joseph in the 37th chapter of Genesis. The Bible says when he was 17 years old, God gave him a dream. But God did not tell him how he was going to execute the dream. He just gave him. He gave him the dream. Today, God has given some of us a dream. He has given us a vision. The problem is we are frustrated because he has not showed us how he's going to do it. In his first dream, he said he went to his brothers. They were already jealous because he was his father's favorite son and had a coat of many colors. And the scripture says, he went to his brother, he said, I dreamed a dream last night, and your sheep bent down and did obeisance to me. And the Bible says his brothers hated him the more. When God gave him the dream, why are you so upset if God is moving in his life? That night he had another dream, and he went to his mother, the father, and brothers. He said, the sun and the moon. And he loved the stars. Made obeisance unto me. Amen. And his father rebuked him, but his Bible said he held some of that in his heart. Amen. How old was he? 17 years old. Let's see. We're going to see God has a process. Amen. And if God showed us in advance what he's going to do, a lot of us are being messed up. But don't you give up. Don't you stop following your dream. Don't let people talk you out of your dream. Amen.
In the interval in between.
know because the scripture said the Lord stayed with you. A lot of us started with God a long time ago in hardships, family, different ones. We've lost all of our dreams. We lost sight of our permanent home, which is heaven, because of the interval in between. There's an interval between being baptized in Jesus' name and filled with the Holy Ghost and meeting the Lord in. Right? There's an interval in between, but a lot of us have quit and turned over on me. Don't let the interval get you. Right? Because when he said he shall and will bring it to pass. So Joseph winds up in prison. His dream is dead, right? You're in prison.
Brother Joseph said, you're talking about that. I ain't talking about you. Oh, that's all right.
All right. But he's in prison. And you see, well, he's finished. There is no hope. First of all, it was a miracle that he was in prison because according to the standards of that time and the law, he should have been put to death. But God was, just like a lot of us, if the law and circumstance had that way, we wouldn't be here today. But how many know the Lord was with us? Thank you, Lord. Nothing like God being with us. So Joseph is in prison, and the captain or the master of the prison said, hey, everything this man touched is being blessed. So he put all the prisoners under Joseph's charge. Well, Joseph is a slave. How is a slave ruling over the people? Because God's ways are past. So Joseph is in prison. Y'all stay with me. I'm going to keep going right here. So he was 13, and he's in prison. And then Pharaoh's baker and Pharaoh's butler both have a dream while they're in prison. And Joseph wakes up the next day and says, wait a minute, you aren't like you usually are. You're downtrodden, you're sad, you're all depressed. Somebody didn't want to spoke about it. But he said, what's wrong? So each one of them told him their dream. Amen. So Joseph said, do not interpretation of dreams belong to our God. So the butler told him about the dream and how he had vines and had figs and fruit and squeezed and gave his cup back to Pharaoh. And Joseph said, well, in 3 days, God's going to restore you back to your position as butler. The baker said, well, if he had a dream, I had one and 3 things happened to me too. And God, Joseph said, well, unfortunately, in 3 days, Pharaoh's going to take your head off. So how many of them really believe that? He ain't nothing but a slave. I mean, a Hebrew slave at that. But what happened in 3 days? The butler was restored. And the baker was hanged. And Joseph spoke to the butler. He said, now remember me. When you get back to Pharaoh's house, he said, please remember me. Right? The butler was so excited when he got back to Pharaoh's house. But Joseph still had a dream. And God was still with him. Then the Bible said, at the end of 2 full years, Pharaoh had a dream. The interval in between. We know God don't tell us how he's going to get us there. He just shows us the vision. It's up for us to believe to get there. So at the end of 2 full years, now I'm going to help you with it. At the end of 2 full years, that means it had to be 15 years in between, because when he had to interpret the dream, because he would have been 28. When he was 30 years old, he appeared before Pharaoh. Right? So 17 to 30 is how many years? 13 years. God never showed Joseph how he was going to do it. He just said he's going to. How many of us have given up on something that God has given to us? Because it didn't happen like we thought it would happen. Back to Joseph. Now if the butler had remembered Joseph 2 years prior, Because promotion comes from God. You know, with promotion comes. So if the butler would have remembered that Joseph was just an ordinary person. But at the end of 2 full years, Pharaoh has a dream and he's troubled by the dream. And the butler says, I do remember my fault this day. There was a Hebrew slave back in prison. And he interpreted my dream. So Pharaoh said, sit for him and see if he can interpret this dream. And when Joseph showed up to Pharaoh, the first thing Joseph said is not in me. He said, but interpretation comes from God. I don't know what you might be going through, but I mean, it comes from God. So Joseph said, it's not up to me to interpret it, but it's up to God. And then after he interpreted the dream, Joseph said, Pharaoh says to Joseph, I'm going to make you the head. He said, the only one in this kingdom that's going to be over you is me. Right? Then, through the process of time, his brothers come to Egypt looking for corn. And they don't recognize Joseph because they don't realize that God has now elevated him because of the dream. Because Joseph refused to let go of the dream. Joseph held on to the dream. He went through hardship after hardship for how many years?
30 years. But he never gave up.
How many of us have given up? Because it didn't happen like we thought it should happen. God won't reveal to us how he's going to do it because his ways are past. Who has known the mind of the Lord? Who has been his counselor? Who has told God how to do it and when to do it? God said, I'm God and I'm God all by myself. Hallelujah. He said at one point, he said, if I was hungry, I wouldn't kill you. Because the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, the world and all that dwells in. He said, it all belongs to me. He said, the only thing I want to do is offer praise unto God and pay your vows unto the Most High. That's what we got to do, saints. You want your dream, you want your vision to come to pass, start praising God.
Don't allow the devil to kill you. And don't allow anybody else to turn you around. We can sing a song, I don't feel. I don't feel. If I try, you never see anything of my wife that I help.